tuned to KDWA, AM 1460, FM 97.7. We have on the phone live and direct from School District 200, Mr. Tim Collins. We also want to let you know that if you have a question for Mr. Collins, now would be the time to pick up that phone. Give us a call at 651-437-1460. How are you today, Mr. Collins?
Well, that walking on sunshine is really true today. It's Friday. It's a beautiful day out. And snow will come next week, so we're still good for this week. But, yeah, I know it's going good for anybody trying to connect with the school today, and it is Friday. Our internet is down, and things almost come to a standstill, you know, when the internet's down, because we do so much with technology, and you just think of our business office, you know, almost everything is done on the computer now with our business office. So our staff, our teachers, you know, our smart boards, our connectivity. We do have email going on site, but there was some construction going around town where somebody accidentally cut internet fiber optic line last night, and they're getting it put back together. So if parents have been trying to go on our Schoology or email me or email principals, you're going to have to do it the old-fashioned way and pick up the phone and give a call. So anyway, that is happening right now, and they're working to get it going. And you know what? Accidents happen. Mistakes happen. So we'll get it back up and rolling. But I did want to share, we'd talk before we went on the air, we had a board meeting on Wednesday evening, and we had just a very, very generous donation to the school district. We've been working on it for about 5 months now. Tekla Karpin, I know that people listening, they recognize the name. I'd never met Tekla Karpin, but she passed away in 2017, but had come back to her hometown of Hastings in around 1974. She had been a teacher in the outstate area. She had been an associate professor at Mankato State University, and she really was what I would call an environment protector. She loved the Hastings area, the bluffs of the Mississippi, etc., and really wanted to preserve as much of the nature as possible for future generations. And we were approached, she had left a trust fund to some representatives, and those representatives had met with me about 5 months ago and said that they were highly, highly interested in buying and purchasing from the fund approximately 54 to 56 acres out by the Vermilion area. It's land that's been in conservation plan. The Vermilion River runs right by it. It's, from what I've learned and now know, it's just one of the best bird watching migration areas in the upper Midwest. It's got a lot of different species of plant life. There's bees on the property. Dakota County has been working with the Greg Stoffel family and Wally Stoffel family for years now, as it's been in a conservation plan. A lot of the work's been done, and it's going to be just a great, great outdoor classroom for our students. It's going to be a great learning experience, as some of our students now will get involved with working with Dakota County on continuing and improving that conservation plan. And then it's just a wonderful amenity to the, I won't say just Hastings community, but the Hastings area, as we definitely will allow adults and students and young children to go visit it and walk the paths that will be created and do the bird watching. And I think there's also some rare butterflies now that are migrating through that land. And it's just going to be a wonderful piece of property and just a great donation to the school district and to the community, as we're going to use it as a wonderful learning experience for years to come.
Wow, is that unusual for a public school to get that big of a donation?
Very, very unusual for a public school to get that big of a donation, and very unusual for a school district to get that type of a land donation. you know, sometimes when a school district is looking to purchase land to build a school or those situations, there's definitely been land owners throughout the state of Minnesota that will give the school district a break because they know what it's, you know, going for. But to have 54 acres donated, and so of course when somebody walks into your office with attorneys representing a fund and they're saying we'd like to give you 54 acres, you're kind of like,
what?
Wait a minute yeah. Here.
What's the catch?
What's the catch here? And is it possible that there's going to be some irrigation that's going to have to be done in the next 2 years and you guys just don't want to pay for it and we're going to have to pay for it, et cetera? But no, the catch really was that Tekla Karpin had a great relationship with Joe Beatty and his wife. Joe Beatty is a biology teacher at our high school. Joe Beatty is definitely known for getting our students out into the learning environment. He's known for being up at 6 in the morning and having students do water testing at the Vermilion River, hands-on learning experience. He's been involved with the Sand Coulee Project. He's definitely a lot like Tekla Karpin from the standpoint that he believes in giving back. She knew that, and I think it was also due to part of that connection with Joe and his wife Jean, where she saw his work ethic and his passion for giving back to the community. And I think she knew, and the representatives of the fund knew, that she'd be very proud to be able to give it to the school district for which he's still a part of. And I'm confident that even when he does retire someday, he'll still be actively involved in this piece of property, as well as it's going to be just a great learning station. And the county's been, I can't say enough about Dakota County Elsinger and his staff, how much work and time they put into these types of projects and how willing they are to meet with students and create pathways and learning stations and at the same time try to protect the preservation. And the school district now will, part of it also is that the land, because it's been put in CRP, it does generate about $9,000 a year, which we will get for about 5 or 6 years, and then that money comes to an end. But part of it will be that we'll take some of that money and help build a small, you know, gravel parking lot that can maybe hold up to 8 to 10 cars. So if families want to go out there and do bird watching and walk out there on some of the trails that eventually will develop, you know, through there. The school board and I know that in future years, and you know, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years down the road, there's still going to need to be some money put in to build those learning stations. But that's fine. We do that in our other classrooms too, Dan.
Mm-hmm.
And also, out of respect to Tekla, we definitely will take some of that money and erect some signage, and we'll come up with some. I don't know if it'll be the, you know, Tekla Karpin, you know, Nature Preserve. I don't know what that will be yet, but we'll definitely always erect that signage in her honor and out of respect for her, to let people know that it was her fund that helped purchase this land and give it to the school district. So, yeah, it's very, very rare. And, of course, some of the individuals who are representatives of her fund, and they did not want to be named. They're also individuals that are residents in the area, and I've had some relationships with them over the years that I've been here, and they know that the school district would honor what Tekla wanted as well. And so we're just so glad that they thought of us. And again, I want to say that I do believe that it's also that they knew that there was a great relationship between our biology teacher at the high school and Tekla. And they thought, we know for sure that he'll help and protect this land as well out of respect to Tekla. So just a great legacy for her, a wonderful legacy for her. And again, it's amazing, Dan, how many people know about this piece of property out by Vermilion. I mentioned it in the district office here, and there were like three or four people, oh my goodness, it's just beautiful. It's scenic. We go out there you know, we've walked on that property, and Paul Baker, our principal at Pinecrest Elementary, he said, oh, I know exactly that piece of land. I've taken photos of, I want to say, snow owls, and I've gone out there and taken other photos of other wildlife. It is the rare birds that migrate through there. I can't tell you, Tim, how many rare birds there are that migrate through there. It's going to be just, because that piece of property is just unbelievable for this area. So, again, and the Stoffel family, I'd never met them before. They had owned the land for years. I'm not sure how many Stoffel members, but I know that Greg and his dad, Wally, were two of the people that I've met. They're just really good, down-to-earth people who they've been working hard with the county. And they put in a ton of work over the last decade, and that was another bonus for us. They've done a lot of the legwork. The seeding of the grass that you have to do, and the different types of grasses and seedings that you have to plant, and the mowing that you have to do, and the grass burns that you have to do to get it back to what the county, you know, to get it back to, you know, what it was, takes a lot of work, and their family has done a lot of that legwork. And, you know, we are going to have to do some of those things into the future as well. And I just know that when it comes time to do that, we'll just go approach, you know, Greg and Wally and other family members and say, hey, can we use some of your equipment that you're using on other property? And I just know that they're the type of people that will say, sure, no problem. We'll help you.
Wally and Bernie Stoffel, two of the nicest people you could ever meet.
It was Wally and Greg. Bernie might be there, too.
Bernie says Wally's wife.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I
okay.
know. I know them. I'm looking at a calendar here. By the way, you'd be using John Deere stuff because he gives me a John Deere calendar to hang in the studio, so we remember about the farmers of the area it's dedicated to. So I know exactly who you're talking about. Great people.
Yeah, just I'd never met them before, but you could just tell in our meetings that they definitely wanted this land preserved.
Yep.
They're happy to know that the land that they've worked hard to help preserve is going to go to somebody and an organization that's going to continue to give it the love and caring that they've given. And again, I just can tell that they're the type of people that, you know, if we have to do a controlled burn or if we have to do some mowing, we just call them and say, hey, how much are you going to charge us to help us mow? And they'll say, we'll work it out, Tim. It's just, you know, and because we wouldn't have that type of equipment. But, yeah, just, again, great down-to-earth people.
Yep.
And so that's going to be a great relationship as well. So, yeah, that's pretty good news when you can get that at a board meeting. That doesn't happen, I've been a superintendent for 26, 27 years, and that's the first time that it's happened, and I've been in, you know, five different districts. So,
again, another example of Hastings and how it pulls together for education.
Yeah, it's definitely, you know, the next superintendent's going to come here. One of the things that I'll share with them is, oh, and by the way, we just accepted this 54-acre outdoor learning classroom. And they're going to say, what? Yeah, I know. So in January, February, and March, you need to start having a few meetings with the county, Joe Beatty, Paul Baker, some other staff, some high school students, because when April and May rolls around, we have to do some hand seed planting out there. One of the cute stories was they talked about, Wally and Greg talked about that, when they used to do controlled burns, they would just ask back in the days of, could you give us some high school and middle school students to come out here? And they would grab gunny sacks, and that's how they would help to control it and put out the fire. And I said, yeah, I don't think that we'll be doing that In the year, but can't you just picture it?
Oh, you know, and like I say, we know Wally and Bernie, his wife, very, very good. They're, in fact, they're really good listeners of this radio station. That's how I got to know them through the decades. And I can see that. I can see that.
But I'm just picturing these kids running around out there and being told, now it can only burn to here, so when it gets towards this line, start beating it down with a gunny sack. And when the day's all done, these kids walk out of here, yep, and there's black soot all over their faces.
Yep.
And part of their hair is singed.
Yep.
And they don't care because they had a good time. But yeah, we said that, I think we'll have to hire some of that controlled burn done because we won't be able to do that. that was just a cute story of, how you could do some things back in the day before there were lawsuits.
Yeah. Well, and it's interesting because the family farm out there that Wally and Bernie lived and raised their kids, I want to say Wally told me he's either the third or fourth generation that's, you know, been out there on that farm farming.
Okay.
So, yeah, just great people. Wow.
Yeah. So, again, just great news, and I also want to give kudos to Dakota County and their willingness to go. They know it's going to be some extra work now that they're dealing with the school district because it'll be different people at different times. It'll be getting some students involved, and it might mean a meeting or two more for them, and yet they're open to that, where I'm sure it's easier when you're just dealing with the Stoffel family because you just know, hey, this is who I call. Let's get it done. Let's do it. But they've been just great to work. So kudos to Dakota County, too, for the work and the time and the planning that they do to help make sure that certain pieces of property are protected, certain pieces of property are put into conservation so that we can protect our land for years to come. Also at the school board meeting, there were, and I think I've talked about this before, but I'm not 100% certain if I did or not, so just I'll mention it again on the air. Molly Cirillo, who's a social worker for us, she was recognized as the state social worker of the year. So because we're on TV, I mentioned her name. She wasn't able to make it to the meeting. In fact, she I know in October here she's being recognized. In Kansas is where she's being recognized for the Upper Midwest as one of the state social workers of the year. So, again, we're not able to mention every employee who gets recognized, but when you're the state champ, we should mention you. So Molly Cirillo, we did mention her, and then I talked about the fact that the Hastings School District, I was able to attend a meeting, and I think I did talk about this, but I'll say it again because it's great news for us as a school district. We were recognized as the Small Metro Employer of the Year in recognition for the employment opportunities that we offer to persons with disabilities. And I shared that the night that I received the recognition and accepted it on behalf of the Hastings School District, the person presenting said that a lot of it was due to the work that Deanna Werner, my assistant, does, from being flexible, meeting with them, helping with their job coaches, and sometimes in a situation where it's not going real great, just, again, working with the job coaches and just being open and flexible so that these individuals can have the employment opportunities, and they look forward, and we look forward to offering more opportunities. And I said that night when I received it, it's crazy that we as a school district are getting recognized for this because this is just what we do. We're supposed to create these opportunities for all students, for all adults, that they do have the opportunity. So it's crazy that we're getting recognized for something that we try to teach all of our students, be giving to others, be accepting to others, and help others. Whether they're look like you, whether they act like you, whether they behave like you, whether they have a disability or not, and that's just what we do. So it's weird to get an honor like that, but I'm glad that we were recognized by the state of Minnesota in the job placement. So there were two really good newses at the board meeting, and then the great, great news of the land at the board meeting as well. So anyway, I can't tell what time it is. Are Augie and Zach, are they around? Or?
Well, I haven't seen Zach yet, but Augie is hanging around. So
all right.
I guess if we'd like to get this going, we will do that right now. And let me press a bunch of buttons here. And I think we have Augie with us. Are you there, Augie?
I is.
You are. You sound like you're half asleep. Did you just wake up? Because now that you're retired, you have nothing to do.
Well, I thought it was Saturday, so.
Of course. And then Zach just joined us, too, so.
See, the really good news, Tim, is that you're done, and the great news is I'm on, so.
Jeez.
There you go.
I do have to admit, Dan, he does have one of the quickest wits of anybody
I've
ever met. I mean, he can come up with this stuff. My problem is, I think of some great lines that are better than his, but it's after we're on the, it's when we're off when, the air.
Yeah, and then I think of them and I'm going to use them, and if I don't write them down, they go bye-bye, you know?
Because I do like to win, so I do want to dominate Augie, but my problem is, all of a sudden at 10-10, I was like, oh man, I should have hammered him with this.
and Tim, he's just quicker. I'm not walking on sunshine, I'm walking on frost. Have you been outside?
Yeah, there was a freeze freeze last night, Augie.
I noticed. it was called the Washington Redskins defense, or offense. That's what it was on a freeze last night, their offense. So.
You have something to say about that, Zach?
Vikings did not play very well, but they pulled out a win.
Well,
we're just bringing it down to reality here, Augie.
Yeah.
Well, let's go through our picks here and get these done. By the way, say Augie, how many years have we been doing these picks now?
If we started when Tim started, it'd be about 17 years.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And for how many years have I said I've got a spreadsheet and it has only four slots, and if you're going to throw a fifth one in, I can't put it in because then it goes off of the page and paper. I said to Zach, you must have been a slow student when you were in high school.
You could have just add a single game and then put one in.
Augie, then it goes off the page because it's made to sit. It's a spreadsheet that's made to sit into an 11x18 page with two columns of five each because I keep the winnings at the bottom. That's 10. 10, they're each about a half inch or three quarters of an inch. So that covers the whole page. So if you do that, then I have to throw it into another one and redo the whole damn thing, and I'm not doing that. This is a part-time job. So we have our four. We're not putting an extra, doing a fifth game this week like we never have for 17 years. Tim, have I ever complained about this before?
I think you've mentioned it once or twice, but I think that Augie was an obstinate student. That's what he was.
That was it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to remember all that stuff, and then you think in 17 years you can learn how to use something new.
I'm using it on a spreadsheet that I designed specially for this and I've used for all these years, and I'm going to continue to use it that way. Anyway, here's the standings. Zach is leading the pack at 25-5. Tim is next with 22-8. I'm next at 21-9. And little Augie's bringing up the rear at 20-10. Wow, everybody, no comments, huh? Okay.
You're only one game ahead, so you can't say much.
I didn't say anything about me.
I thought we were going to switch to whoever's in first goes first all the time. We talked about that last year.
Yeah, I know, but now we're halfway through the season and discussing it.
Augie,
again.
Just to please you, I will go first, if that makes you happy.
Well, okay.
It would be nice, because then the guys at the end can have a chance to catch, because technically, you could always just go the same as everybody else if you stay in first, you know?
Oh, man, now I have to redo this after 17.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so.
Holy cow.
So the Packers should play for every Thursday night game for the rest of the year so you can see how they did.
Yeah. All righty. Okay. So if we're going to do it that way, Zach, you're first. Gophers versus Maryland.
I'm going to go with the Gophers.
Okay. Tim, you'd be next. You know who's going
to at home.
You know who's going to be last every week then.
That's right. At home, yeah, big game. They've got the confidence and the mojo going. I'm going with the Gophers. I'm hopping on the bandwagon.
Yeah, I am too. Augie, well, I already have you down for the Gophers, Augie, but give us your 10-minute explanation in 30 seconds here.
That's why it's good that I'm at the end. You know, here we go. No,
I mean, you'd think we were betting somebody's life savings here. This is supposed to be for fun, for gosh sakes.
No, Dan, the scary part about this game is they have not played well against Maryland. I don't know, they've beat them the last two or three years. So this is the game that they got to get through to be undefeated because they play Penn State next week. And if they win this game, it's so big for that. This is a huge game for them because if Penn State is undefeated next week and Minnesota is undefeated next week, it really says a lot about our program, and then we'll see where we're at when we play the Nittany Lions. I can't even say it next week. But I'm going to pick the Gophers. They got to make it. They got to get to that 8-0. So,
all righty, Badgers at Ohio State. Zach,
I'm going with the Badgers.
Okay, Tim.
Wow, we just talked about the Badgers last week, and Augie saying nobody had hardly scored on them, and then they get beat by Illinois at Ohio State. Wow. I got a feeling that they're going to rebound, but I just can't. Ohio State's ranked number 3 in the nation. I'm sorry. I'm going with the Buckeyes.
Wow. Okay. I think for what you said, I was going to go with the Badgers. I think they're going to be hungry for this win. I'm going to go with the Badgers. Augie, should I put you down for Ohio State?
You know what's really weird though is I could see the
he's
Badgers
ignoring
really
me.
Well, I wish I was in Vegas or down in Iowa because I know you can place a bet in Iowa. Did you see the point spread on that game?
Uh-uh.
14.5.
Yep.
Ohio State is 14.5. I'd be all over the Badgers getting 14.5. But you just lost a game to Lovie Smith for God's sakes. I'm sorry. Illinois is not a very good football team. So I'm going to go Ohio State because as of right now, they moved up to almost number 2, didn't they? They're 1 or 2 in the country.
Can I get extra points? Can I get extra points for predicting what Augie's going to take?
No.
Hey, plus, hey, you and Zach are both ahead of me, so I was begging you to take the Badgers. So, of course, I'm taking Ohio State.
I know it. I knew that, Augie. Of course, then we had the Vikings versus the Redskins last night. We know that outcome. All of us, most of us went with the Vikings, and somebody went with the Vikings. With the bikes.
The bikes, yeah.
No, the bikes.
Skull, baby.
Skull. No, the bikes.
Oh, the bikes.
Yeah.
Oh, I accidentally put a B.
We're not going to mention who that was, but he won also, so. No comment back there from the school district?
I didn't know who, I didn't know if it was me.
It was you. You came back and said the bikes.
Oh, okay.
The B, remember? And then I sent it back to you. I said, Tim.
Yo, I didn't catch that.
Oh, I wonder if your spell checker took it then.
Oh, I was like, why'd you call me Bim?
Oh, because you sent me that it was the bikes. Oh, okay. I bet your spell checker got it.
Hey, well, yeah, because bikes was spelled properly.
Yeah, it was. But I thought you were being funny, so I was going to be funny right back to you, and you didn't respond. And I thought I didn't.
I didn't catch it.
Okay.
I thought you screwed up on spelling my name.
I was just, wow, I got double whammied on that one, didn't I?
Yeah.
On the email and on the air. But yeah, it came back as the bikes, and I thought, that's kind of cute. I'm going to, what can I say back to him? But anyway.
Well, now I get it.
But anyway, so the bikes and the Vikings won last night, so.
The bikes, and I thought for sure he was talking about me, Tim, because
Yeah.
Who do you usually make fun of, you know?
Yeah, you.
Well, and Tim, you were so quiet, I'm thinking.
No, I thought it was Augie all the way.
I'm thinking now Tim would have made a comment had he realized, I bet it was a spell check here. You know,
everybody listening thought it was Augie.
And you work in the education system.
Yeah, I know. That's why it couldn't be me. It couldn't be. Yeah, absolutely couldn't be me.
There you go. Okay, one more pick here. Packers at Kansas City. Zachary.
Packers.
Tim.
Well, Packers. It is so sickening. Mahomes isn't going to play. I know he's been practicing, though. I'm going with the Packers.
Yep, I'm going with the Packers, too. I actually believe that the Raiders would beat Kansas City at this point, but any comment, Augie?
No, they won't beat Kansas City at this point. Kansas City won last week with a backup quarterback playing almost the whole game. They're a talented team, football team, and they're at home, and that's a heck of a place to play.
Okay, I'll put you down for Kansas City.
Oh, you know what? Fred is actually, Packers aren't favored, obviously, because he's not playing. But remember when everybody was saying Brett Favre wouldn't play when we were playing at TCF Bank Stadium against the Bears? And somebody kept saying, I'm telling you, Brett Favre's playing. I'm telling you, Brett Favre's playing. He played. We lost the game anyways, but I think he actually got hurt in the game. They need to win this game, Kansas City, because New England's undefeated, and they want the 2 seed. He plays this game. Guarantee you, he plays Wednesday.
Oh!
I'm taking the Chiefs.
Okay. Well, gentlemen, your picks are locked in. Thank you very much. Good luck, everybody. There is 5.5 minutes. Open forum. Go for it.
Okay, I just want to
talk about
the mic.
Whoop. Augie, stand still. Yeah. Stand still.
I am. I'm sitting down.
Okay, guys, did you just hear him fade out when he was moving?
You need to go get a different cell phone carrier and a new phone.
It's the same carrier I've always had. It's just the phone is, I don't know, if I move at all. I was setting myself up for a cup of coffee, dude.
Must be an Apple phone.
Yeah, what do you have one of those? Well, yeah, we could tell. We can hear that. Can't you hear it, Tim?
Yeah.
We're telling you, you got to get rid of that overpriced, expensive iPhone and get yourself an Android. That's and say not only save yourself some money, but you'll have better quality sound.
I don't even know what kind of phones they are. the little button on my other phone that I liked, something went wrong with it, so it wasn't working. There was
so,
a little chip on it.
Augie, here's a way to find out real quick. Just slowly, and we'll fill in the dead spot here. Turn your phone over. If there's a little picture of an Apple, it's an iPhone. If not, it's an Android.
Or you can just turn it off, and then the radio sound will get better.
Whoa! Hey,
here's the deal, though. I don't have my landline phone anymore. Otherwise, I could have called on that. But then I can't walk back and forth and throw you guys off. So.
Well, but then you fade in and out. You sound like you're in a tunnel.
Okay, I'm sorry. Well, you know what? I spilt a little.
Hello?
There's an apple underneath it.
There is?
There's an apple underneath that caramel that's built on my phone, so it's an apple.
There's no denying that this is live radio, right, Tim?
Absolutely.
Oh, my God. It's as it happens. So get rid of that overpriced iPhone or Apple, whatever the heck it is.
Exactly. Okay, here's the deal on the Vikings game yesterday. Zach, they didn't play their best, but they played good enough, and you give up 9 points to a professional team. I mean, San Francisco was undefeated and beat them 9-0. The thing is, Case Keenum was in the game. Peterson was in the game. They got a brand new coach, and they said the last game against San Francisco, they played their butts off for this new coach because they just fired Gruden's brother that was coaching them. Isn't it Pat Gruden, Tim?
Yeah.
Got fired.
Jay Gruden.
Okay. So a lot, Jay Gruden, yeah, they just, or Jay Gruden, whatever they. Yep. So a lot of times that happens. When my cousin won the $1 million, the reason why he won that $1 million on FanDuel a few years ago when we talked about that, they fired Miami had fired their defensive coordinator. He played Miami's defense, and that's what put him over to $1 million. He played Miami's defense because of that. So their defense is going to play hard. You know, Case Keenum and Adrian Peterson are going to play hard, especially Keenum. I mean, yep. He was one game away from taking them to the Super Bowl. And the Vikings moved the ball well. Diggs had a big fumble at the beginning of the game, or it's a blowout, you know. And I predicted that the Vikings wouldn't cover the 15.5-point spread, so I won anyways.
Hello?
The Vikings won and they didn't cover.
Augie, sit still.
I am. I'm literally sitting on a chair staring at FanDuel.
Yeah, but you're moving your head or something.
Okay.
Hello?
You want me to... I'll do this from a casket.
Okay. Zach and Tim, is he not fading in and out real bad?
Yes, he is, but we're good to go now.
You guys aren't fading in and out, though.
Well, no, we're solid people, Augie.
Well, I'm going to have to use my...
I think that went over his head. Go ahead.
I heard that, but I'm going to keep my wife's phone home, I think, on Fridays.
I want to ask Augie this. It's looked like the last two games that... what's the left guard? How do you pronounce his name? Elfline?
Yeah, Elfline, yeah.
It seems like he's just getting hammered by the other teams, but when he played center, he was phenomenal.
Yeah.
What's going on? I don't get that.
But Bradbury, I mean, they're the line coach. They know what they want. You know, I'm not sure. But he must be doing pretty good because Dalvin Cook is amazing, looks amazing.
Well, and so the backup running back, holy smokes.
Yeah, Matt.
He looks
really good
too.
Yes, he looks very good. You can't even tell which one's in when they're playing, even with the hairstyle, you know what I mean? But the big thing is how good has Kirk Cousins been? If Kirk Cousins finishes that drive against the Packers, we're 6-2 or 6-1 or 7-1 and they're 5-2 and he was playing terrible at the beginning, but it sounds like what the media got on him about him not throwing the ball away to keep his stats up. You heard about that, right?
Yeah.
You know, they were saying that he's a guy that keeps his stats way high, so he'll take sacks when he shouldn't because he doesn't like incomplete passes. All of a sudden, he looks amazing. I'm telling you, Kirk Cousins looks really, really good. You could say it was Washington, but Detroit's a decent team. You saw them against the Packers in Green Bay. Detroit is a decent team, and for them to put up them kind of yards and Thielen went down, and he just Kirk Cousins looks fantastic right now. He really does, and that's what the Vikings need if they're going to make a run. Go ahead.
Yeah, I thought last night, but I didn't. What'd they say before the game that the Washington Redskins defensive line has like 3 number one draft choice on it, and they did get to him a little bit, but I agree. Ever since, whether it's the media, whether it was Diggs, or whether it was Thielen making a few comments, boy, he has really stepped up. But, yeah, the two running backs, they are tough. They are really tough. I didn't know if it was a wise move to get rid of Latavius Murray, but this other kid, you're right. The way they both run, I can't tell the difference between who's in the game.
And with that, we got to run, guys. I'm out of time. Thank you very much. Have a great weekend. We'll do this same time, same place next week. Have a good one, folks.
Bye.